This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Wow, good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to frigid United States of America. I am Glenn the Geek from a chilly Ocala, Florida.
Oh, God, get over yourself. I'm Jamie Jennings from, I almost said it, Norman, Oklahoma. Not from, just in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on Horse Radio Network for November 16th, episode 2060. Brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, we apologize for being a little late for the live listeners, but we had a good reason. And we are coming off a very fun interview we just had that's going to be the opening interview for Radiothon. And we can announce who it is because it's on our website. So we got to chat with Peggy Rowe, who is Mike Rowe's mom. You probably know Mike from all of his many thousand TV shows and podcasts. And she's a horse girl and wrote a book, and she was absolutely delightful.
That's the perfect word for it. Like, you just wanted to hug her.
I know, you did. And a serious horse girl, too. More than I thought. Mm. Even after reading the book, I didn't, you know, she talked more about her life after the book, and I didn't realize all of that. So,
yeah, I kind of thought she was going to say, oh, you know, I got married and quit having horses, but she actually had horses like all through her
life,
you know, motherhood, her being a parent, you know, and she, spoiler alert, she talked about throwing, she kind of threw Mike under the bus.
Yeah, pretty much. But then again, I think she's done that. Mike has a very, if you don't follow Mike Rowe, he has about, I just checked, by the way, and I didn't even tell Jamie this, his podcast last month had 40 million downloads.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, he's pretty popular even in the podcast world, but his Facebook page, he has like 5 million followers, and she'll throw him under the bus under there, on there too. It's like... It's funny the relationship that they have, but it was such a fun. We cannot wait for you guys to listen to this interview on Radiothon. It'll be the first one in the 9 o'clock hour on Radiothon day.
It's good.
Yeah, it was terrific. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's horselovers.com. No, it's not horselovers.com. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. We're going to chat with Denise Woods Hines. And she is from Homefront Equestrians, a outfit that helps out veterans learn to ride and do other cool stuff with horses. And then, of course, it's Friday, so it's really bad ads, and we've got some doozies. So stay tuned for the fray.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Well, I wanted to mention, we keep getting the question about where to donate and what, how to help out for the fire victims. By the way, the fires are still going on. They have not... It's not miraculously ended the fires over there. But the USEF has an equine disaster relief fund that we've talked about before. Well, they came out and announced that if you donate to the USEF, they're going to make, they always look for local charities and local organizations to help out with the money that gets donated. And to give you an idea, through the USEF, they've had over $1 million donated to help out in all kinds of disasters. In 2018 alone, they've raised, get this, Jamie, $650,000 to help with Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria, along with the wildfires and everything. So if you want to donate, 100% of the donations, they don't take anything, will go directly right now. They're going to give it to the North Valley Animal Disaster Group, UC Davis Veterinary Emergency Response Team, and the Humane Society of Ventura County. That's who the money's going to go to. So if you're looking for a place to donate, if you're looking for something to do, maybe at Thanksgiving, I know a lot of people donate to places at Thanksgiving, go to USEF.org/donate. And you'll know that 100% of the money is going to the organizations that help the animals. But I didn't realize they raised quite that much money. So they do pretty well in their fundraising.
I'm just glad 100% of it goes to the victims, you know? So that's great.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
We have auditors with birthdays today. We have Kayla. We have Ellen. We have Samiko. We have Christine. All have birthdays. Happy birthday to you all. And have a wonderful weekend. Also, a big congratulations to Auditor Allison on her new baby, George. George was born like yesterday or the day before. I saw pictures of cute baby. And you'll remember Allison because she is the one that made the cute little figurines of our horses. She made Scooter and she made Beaker and she made your horses too, right? In little figurines.
I have a Zeus in a cup.
That's right. That's right. She puts them in cups. That's right. Little tiny cups, teacups or coffee cups. It's very cute. So congratulations to her. And she is actually donating a prize for Radiothon too. So she'll be giving something away there.
I gave last year all my clients their horses. She made all their horses for them.
Oh, that's cool. Very good.
For my good clients. Oh my gosh. The little baby Winnie just reminds me of it. I wanted to give my daily Winnie out to Karen from Kentucky Performance Products. Oh my God. Remember we talked to her last week about her ponies. Mm-hmm. She got these like two little rescue ponies.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. They're the cutest thing ever. And so if you follow her on Facebook, she like just posted about how Ginger Snap booked the double suite, which her little pony, like tiny pony, is in this like giant stall with like knee high shavings. Anyway, it's just really cute to follow her on Facebook and to see what these little ponies are up to. Talk about the luckiest ponies.
Yeah, she does spoil them a bit.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So anyway, she gets my daily Winnie for like the unbelievably cutest ponies that she posts. I love when people post happy, cute things as opposed to ridiculous, you know, political nonsense that like berates other people. So I like happy things. So if you know what, if you post something happy and cute, I'll give you a daily Winnie. How about that?
Well, I wanted to, well, speaking of ridiculous, then that ties perfectly into a story I wanted to cover. So there was this guy, JB, I don't even know, Pritzker. I don't even know how you say his name because I don't live in Illinois, but he just became governor. He was just elected governor, J.B. Pritzker. And in the same week he's elected governor, he buys a little house for his wife. Now, she also, well, they have a lot of houses. So let's talk about that. They just bought a little property in Wellington for $12.1 million. It is a little estate down there. It has like 30 stalls and it has like 8 acres and it's right in the heart of all of the really fancy horse farms where the Geatses and the Bloombergs and all of them live. So, you know, it's pretty nice. It's on Grand Prix Farms Drive. Well, but they also, Jamie, own a little place in Illinois on the Illinois-Wisconsin border that's 230-acre horse farm that he bought her as a gift for a 10th anniversary gift in 1998.
Oh, he cheated on her and he screwed up.
Well, that did not come out in the election, I don't think. But they also, well, that's not all. They also own a couple other places. So in Chicago, they live on Astor Street. Now, if anybody's ever been to Chicago and been to Astor Street, you'll know the street I'm talking about, where they paid a combined $18.7 million for a pair of neighboring houses. They bought a 13,000-square-foot mansion for $14.5 million in May of 2006, and they bought the house next door because, you know, you don't want neighbors. That one was 6,300 square feet. They paid $4 million. There's a funny story with the little extra house is they had all of the bathrooms taken out. Yes, you heard me correct. Because then it has a different property tax value. It drops the property tax like in a quarter. Well, they got caught doing that. And the city came back and said, no, we know you're just trying to avoid taxes. So he had to put the bathrooms back in and pay the back taxes.
You know what? We should elect that guy for office.
Yeah, we should. This is not meant to be political. This is more meant to how many freaking homes they own. Oh, they also own an estate on Lake Geneva they bought for $10 million in 2004 and built a home in the Bahamas whose value could not be determined. So how does a woman with all those homes have time to ride horses?
How does a governor of Illinois And he just became governor. So how did he afford that?
I mean, for his own election, and he put in $171 million.
Oh, so he was like an Uber millionaire before, like billionaire guy.
Uber rich. And her name is MK, and he is JB. At what wealth point do you become where you don't even need a name anymore and you're just initials? Is that like 100 million where you can just...
Listen, GH, that's enough. GH, I've heard enough from you.
All right. Well, Jennifer's going to try and get our guest on the line.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Again, like if you're, let me just talk to the women out there. Like if my husband just came home with flowers and he just brought them and he was like, here's flowers for you. I'd be like, what did you do? What did you do? Why are you?
Y'all are so suspicious. We can't do anything nice. Nothing.
Oh, you can do nice things, but there's some things that are going to tip us off for you screwing up. And random flowers are one of those things, okay? Bring me flowers. What did you do?
See, I get around that by just bringing flowers for the house, and I just put them on the table.
Why are you getting flowers for your
table? We actually do like flowers on the table.
Are you picking them or are you buying them?
No, I'm buying them, yeah. Picking them?
What did you do? What did you do?
It's me. Think about it. I
you just, did nothing.
Just
That's
living in the house with my wife is enough.
You did nothing.
That's right. Exactly.
So here's some flowers, babe, because I did nothing. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, you're not one they worry about.
While Jennifer's getting our first guest on, let's hear from our good friends over at Kentucky Performance Products. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissues. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And of course, Kentucky Performance Products is one of our sponsors of the 12-hour Radiothon on the 26th. And I will announce this morning that we are not taking any more voicemails. We went over 100 voicemails yesterday, so we can't take any more voicemails for Radiothon. So we're cutting that off as of right now. We have to cut that off early because we got so many, and we appreciate all of yours. I have not listened to any of them yet, Jamie, so I don't know how many of them are about you or your horses yet.
But I mean, the sure good ones will be. I mean, sure obviously.
So, yeah, we're going to be cutting that off right now. So that means the only way you can win one of the $4,000 in prizes, and by the way, I keep having companies donate more, so it'll probably be over $5,000 by the time we get to the 26th, is you will be able to call in that day. So if you call in that day, whether we put you on the air or you went on the air or not, you'll get registered for the prizes. So so you'll have a one in a couple hundred chance of winning really good prizes. The I want to repeat the grand prizes at the end of the day. One of them is a $500 WeatherBeta blanket package, blankets and saddle pads and all kinds of products from WeatherBeta sheets. So you're going to get that and your choice of size for your horse or your pony. And then the other one is you can win your choice of any Wintec saddle. So that's up to a $1,500 value. So between the grand prizes alone, we're at a $2,000 in value. And there's a whole bunch of other prizes all day long. So we appreciate all of our sponsors and everybody that's involved in this. And we're doing something a little bit different on Horse Husbands Hour. I haven't told Jamie about this yet either. So instead of just interviewing a couple of horse husbands like we usually do, we thought we'd turn the tables and make Horse Husbands Hour the shopping hour. So we're going to go over some things that you probably shouldn't get your wives for Christmas. And then we're also going to bring a couple of guests on for some really good gifts you can get your horsey spouses for Christmas. So we have turned the tables and us horse husbands are going shopping.
Turning the actual tables, would y'all be doing a segment on what y'all want for Christmas?
Oh,
I mean, throw that in there too.
Oh, maybe I should. Yeah, you're right. Because nobody talks about what us horse husbands want for Christmas. And you horse women are lousy Christmas gift buyers because all you care about is horses. You don't know anything about anything else.
It's true.
Yeah. What was the best gift you ever got your husband?
I can't talk about it on the air. But, gosh, I am amazing. I'm terrible at buying gifts. I never know what to get him. Oh my gosh, the guy,
he's a fighter pilot. The problem with everything, right?
The problem with him is that if he wants it, he buys it.
Right.
So there's no, like,
most of us,
I want this, you know. And so he really wanted, gosh, it's like a chainsaw on a stick so you can trim trees.
Yeah. You know? We have one of those.
So yeah. I got him one of those. And he's like, oh, this is awesome. Okay, I wanted a gas-powered one. So he, like, returned it. And, got and it, like, I got it. I got what he wanted, but I didn't get the right one. So that's what I'm saying. Is like, he kind of gets whatever he wants. So
but
I have to be
fairly
clever.
But that's kind of like the other way around, though, when the husband buys the wife the wrong size, color, shape of
horsey. Oh, I wasn't shaming him for it. He sent me, he bought me a pair of boots one time. I'm like, riding boots? Like, why would you do that? Like, don't buy me riding boots. You can give me money for riding boots, but don't buy my boots. It's ridiculous. So I had to send them back.
I'm trying to think of what, if there's anything that I ever gotten Jennifer in the horse world. See, I think I learned that lesson pretty quick because I knew nothing. So when you know absolutely nothing, you're scared to do something wrong. So I don't think I ever, I think I was the guy who was buying her non-horse stuff that she really didn't appreciate, but she was nice to say.
Exactly. And here's what I could, my husband won. Okay. He wins for my birthday this year. You guys know, he said, okay, here's the deal. I think we should buy you a horse. And so go buy yourself a horse and just make sure you get it like by your birthday. I was like, what? That's the best gift ever. So I bought two because I could decide between
the
two of them.
Yeah, because that's the way you roll.
But they were cheaper than he thought. He's like, how much are you thinking? I'm like, I don't know. I'll just adopt one. He's like, that's awesome.
But the adoption fee is 15 grand. But don't worry about that, honey. That's fine.
We adopted it, okay? It's adopted. Right. It's 15,000.
We adopted it from those nice people who just took my money.
I'm going to start using that.
All right, let's go to our first guest. Her name is Denise, and she is with Homefront Equestrians. We're on, you know, it is Veterans Week here. We had Veterans Day on Monday, and we wanted to highlight one of the many wonderful veterans programs that are happening across the country now. When I get people contact me about, non-horse people contact me about things we should talk about, it's always a veterans program that's popping up in their neighborhood. So good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What part of the country are you in?
We are actually in snowy Massachusetts.
Oh, you had a few inches yesterday, did you?
We did last night. It's all here. It's still coming down, actually, but we'll survive.
Yeah, we lived in Massachusetts for about 4 years, and we moved to Florida because of that reason right there.
I'm already planning my retirement. It's going to be south.
Well, you guys are doing wonderful work for military families, and It's called Homefront Equestrians. Tell us about what you guys do. And it's a little bit different than a lot of the programs that we've seen out there for one big reason. So kind of explain it to us.
Well, I think the thing that keeps us apart from all the other programs that are out there is our focus is on children. There's almost, I forget the amount, but there's millions right now in our country of military children whose parents are active duty or deployed, and or deployed, I should say. And we got started, we have a big military family ourselves, and we have a lot of kids, military kids in our family. And we started this because we realized that people don't really know how to deal with the children of our veterans and troops. We realized that there's a lot of things out there for spouses, for parents of military, but there's really nothing out there specifically geared towards the children. And so we just decided that we were going to make that our little niche. We've been doing it for about 10 years now, and we've grown leaps and bounds more than we ever expected, especially being here in Massachusetts. This past summer, we had 110 kids in our program.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids, yep. And we try to keep our lessons individual. You know, I do this with my daughter, Elizabeth. Her and I have shown horses pretty much our whole lives, and we just kind of got bored with all the rat race that goes along with that. So we had stopped showing, but we didn't want to get rid of our horses. They're, once they come to here, they're here for life. So we had to find a job for them, and we just started thinking about what we could do, you know, being that we understand the whole concept of being in a military family. And so we decided that there's a lot of programs out there, equine programs for veterans themselves.
Right.
But we thought it'd be really fun to use our horses and our own personal knowledge as a way to introduce the kids to horses. And we've actually, over the last 10 years, we've had some amazing kids that have hidden talent that probably would have never been discovered otherwise. But it's a lot of fun, and we originally thought that we may end up being like a babysitter place, and it's not like that at all. We've never, ever, ever in 10 years have we ever had a family drop their kids off and leave. This is an amazing family experience.
Well, you're dealing with... You're dealing with the military community, and if I can speak anything about it being a military family, you're dealing with people that are very family oriented. I mean, these the people in the family serve the country. You know, they love their families. They want to participate. And what's amazing about your program is that it's free to military families.
Correct.
How do you do that?
Well, we don't. We are a nonprofit. We have our 501c3. Like I said, we've been doing this for about 10 years, but we've only been a nonprofit for about 6 years. And I'm going to be brutally honest, we absolutely suck at getting donations. We've pretty much been doing this out of our own pocket, but we've just grown to the point now that we are starting to do a little bit of, we try to find programs and projects that people could involve themselves with that isn't going to actually take money out of their own pocket. And if I could tell you about a couple things that we do, one of the things we do is the Amazon Smile, which is, you know, everybody shops through Amazon. And if you go onto Amazon and sign up for the Amazon Smile, you pick your favorite nonprofit that you want donations. Every time you make a purchase, a percentage of your sale through Amazon gets donated to the nonprofit. So if you sign up through Amazon Smile, you can make Homefront Equestrians as your choice nonprofit. The other thing that we have going, and this is only in effect till the end of the month, it's on our website, and that is, it's called Renewal Awards. And it's one of those obnoxious voting things, but the beauty of this is you only have to vote once. You just go click on the link that's on our, it's under our Get Involved page on our website. And it's, I think it's down at the very bottom, but you click on the link to the Renewal Awards, and it asks you a bunch of questions. And so we also included a little cheat sheet so that you don't even have to think. You can, we've got all the answers filled out for you so okay. that you can just take the answers. You have to still type them in yourself, but we've got all the answers right there. You only have to answer the, I think there's 17 questions, but.
Okay. What's your website so people can check that
our
out?
Our website is homefrontequestrians.org.
Homefrontequestrians.org. While you guys are doing serving the military community and the kids, you know, you're, like you said, so not much is focused on the children of the military families. You know, if you look at a blanket, kind of all the programs around. So what you're doing is very unique and very special. And it's really exciting and fantastic. So thank you for doing that. I hope that you do have at least have these children muck some stalls to help you out.
You know, we here's how our program works. When the kids come, we teach them everything from start to finish. This isn't a show up, your horse is saddled, you ride for 45 minutes, and then you go home. We teach them everything. They have to brush their own horses. We teach them all the different types of brushes, the curry comb, the hard brush, the soft brush, the mane and tail. Some of the kids, we even teach them how to clip the horses, clip bridle paths and stuff like that. We teach them how to saddle their own horses. We teach them how to safely go out in the pasture and catch the horse that they're going to be riding. We teach them how to lunge a horse. I mean, we teach them everything. So in that respect, the other part of the feeding and the cleaning stalls, we have a lot of kids that come up here. We have one of our favorites right now is Lucas. He was 3 when he started. He's 4 now. He would much rather come up and clean stalls than ride a horse. So, we hope Lucas stays with us forever.
Heck yeah.
But, you know, we... The kids, sometimes, like, when they first come, they're a little apprehensive, which is expected. But as time goes on, they start feeling more comfortable. They realize, you know, some of the kids have riding experience. They've ridden other places before. We're kind of learning as we go along here that I think our barn might be a little more liberal than some of the other barns as far as what the kids are allowed to do and not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. But we think it's really important if you're going to learn. I mean, horses are our life. And so I guess we just expect it's going to be everybody else's life, too. So we, you know, we just want them, if they're going to learn, we want them to learn the right way. We don't want to see people get hurt or anything like that. And, you know, knock on wood, we haven't really had any issues.
Well, that's fantastic. We're going to run out of time, but I want to encourage people to go to homefrontequestrians.org, check it out, and make Amazon Smile the helper. And you guys stay warm. You probably need to fundraise to buy your dang horses some blankets.
No, we have plenty of blankets and all that. We're lucky in that respect. We get a lot of donations, those type of donations. But there's a lot of, our feed bill alone runs about $3,000 a month.
Whoa!
And, yeah, so that's part of being in Massachusetts too. But you know, like I said, we've just reached a point that, you know, we'd like to start doing a lot more outreach and letting people know more about what we do, because I think that's part of the problem.
Homefrontequestrians.com. That's where you can find it.
.org.
Okay. Yeah, homefrontequestrians.org. Well, thank you, Denise. We appreciate it. And happy holidays.
All right, well,
happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for doing
what you
do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's true what
cool
she said about the kids.
Riding lessons.
I know.
To kids. That's amazing.
Yeah. Anybody else would be charging for this, even if it was a nominal amount. $3,000 a month in feed bills? Do you think yours is high? It's like, holy smokes.
Babe, this lady I talked to this morning spends $3,000 a month. Yeah, y'all all right. Take that home with you and just date. Honey, could be worse.
That's right. It could be much worse. All right. Let's hear from our good friends over at Ovation. Don't forget to check out their Facebook page. They have contests going right now where you can enter to win some Ovation, terrific Ovation riding outfits. But for right now, let's hear from them.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
All right, very good. Hey, do you want to head right into really bad ads there, Jamie?
Let's do it.
All right. Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And, of course, really bad ads we do every Friday. It's that time of the week when listeners send in some crappy Craigslist ads or Facebook ads, and we just have a little fun with them. And it is sponsored by TackOfTheDay.com. And I just got word from Chantel over at Tack of the Day that...
Oh, my God, what is it? What is it?
All right,
it's
so
going to be
up
epic.
At noon today, it's going to be Fitz Clothing, the Kimberly knee patch breech, the Holly jacket, and some shirts. You like Fitz stuff, don't you? Also, Ariat Country Boots, I can't even say the name of Ariat Country Boots with weird names. And, that's what they have. And they're both Gore-Tex lined and waterproof. So the winter boots. So
they've been sending out emails.
Yeah.
Regarding Black Friday.
Oh.
And apparently Black Friday on Tech of the Day is going to be epic considering they've been teasing it for a couple weeks
now. They?
So
oh, wow.
Yes. I'm all about it.
So Fitz Clothing this weekend and some winter boots from Ariat. So check that out. Comes up at noontime at tackoftheday.com, and it's always at a discount. So I don't know what's up there right now, but if you go take a look at noon, these will probably be there over the weekend. Plus, I just saw they had some Noble Outfitters section now where they have some Noble Outfitters stuff at discount on there as well, too.
So Chantel, if you could give me a little heads up on next week, that'd be great.
Yeah, what's going on, Chantel? Maybe
in the market
we're not
for
here
some
next
stuff.
Friday, so they're going to have to tell us ahead of time what's going on. Maybe we'll find out on Wednesday. We'll get a little sneak peek just for listeners of the show. We are giving away some stuff this month, and we're giving away a couple of books. Jamie's going to talk about the first one.
Taking Shergar, Thoroughbred Racing's Most Famous Cold Case by Milton C. Toby. That's right. Taking Shergar, Thoroughbred's most famous, Thoroughbred Racing's most famous cold case. It presents an engaging narrative that's as thrilling as any mystery novel. That's because it is a thrilling mystery. It's about a horse that got stolen. The book provides new analysis on the body of evidence related to the stallion's disappearance in 1983. Like the IRA possibly stole this horse. It delves into the conspiracy theories, like I just said, and presents a profile of the man who might be the last person able to help solve part of the mystery. If you are into mysteries and horses, one or the other, either one, you will like this book. So we're giving it away. So that's awesome.
And we're also giving away the book, Big Book of Miniature Horses. Everything you need to know to buy, care for, train, show, breed, and enjoy a miniature horse of your own. And it's written by one of our listeners. And she heard our ad last week. By the way, I got a note from her. Said, I was in my barn feeding the minis when I heard you talking about
it. That's because you have 400,000 minis, yeah. Kendra. You're always feeding the dang minis.
And it's Kendra Gale is who that is. She lives in Canada, and her minis, I saw pictures of her minis recently. They are furry, furry, furry. They don't need no blankets. But no. This is the ultimate guide to feeding minis, to caring for minis, to doing anything with a mini. People get minis that have had horses and think they're just like horses. Well, they're a little bit different. So this book goes into everything about the care of minis. And if you're thinking about getting one, you need this book. It's the Big Book of Miniature Horses. And we're going to be giving one away this month. It would make a great Christmas gift for anybody in your family that has minis or thinking about getting minis too. And
now, how do you win these books? Yeah, how do you win these books? All you have to do
is submit really bad ads.
You see an ad and you're like, oh my God, what are they selling? That's ridiculous. Somebody needs to learn how to use punctuation, or wow, that somebody needs to stop using so much punctuation. Send those to us and we will read them as written, or you can read them yourselves into your little phone, the little voice memo app. Read the ad and you get double the entries for the prizes.
Let me mention too that we've added recently onto our Horse Radio Network mobile app. If you'll see a little record button at the top that says record, if you click that, you can now record the ads right into your phone and they automatically are sent to us. So there's no two-step process of emailing or anything. You can just do it automatically. And Coral, who showed up last week, did another one this week.
Coral here with a really bad ad. Quarter horse mare, $2,300. No punctuation. 12-year-old red roan mare, quarter horse, very pretty, broke the best, lots of handle, great team, penning horse, or barrels. Call number, please, no emails. Hope you get that.
I didn't. But do you get the feeling that Coral is like at work?
Yeah.
And she's trying to talk quietly.
Either that or her husband hates horses. So anytime she talks about him, he gets mad. It's like,
all right, Coral, next ad you submit.
Coral,
you have to explain where
email
you are.
Me, yeah, email Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and tell us why you're talking really quietly. We want to know.
I mean, and maybe that's just the way she talks.
Could be.
It happened.
Could be.
But I remember that, like, we've had a listener who read her messages in her loud-ass car. She would have to talk really loud.
That was Carly.
Carly.
Her diesel truck. No, she had that hot rod car that had
muscle
a huge
car
engine.
For
yeah.
A while.
That's funny. All right. Next one was sent in by Jenny. Perficit Project Horse. I see all the posts wanting a project horse. I've got the perfect one. Betty loves to be the boss at all times, in the stall, in the round pen, in the pasture. For the love of all things useful, she wants to be the boss when you groom her. Don't brush her the wrong way or you'll lose your kneecaps. I would consider her green broke and me just plain broke. Oh, did I mention she's been eating me out of house and home for the past 6 months? At a mere 15-2, I frankly don't know what she does with all that food. She has a metabolism of a gerbil. So if you want a true project in every way, stop by Frederick's Feed on any Tuesday afternoon. I'll be there restocking the feed. I'll be there restocking the feed room for Miss Betty.
So sold. There you go.
He makes
really
me want
sold
it. Yeah,
that
makes
one.
Me want this one.
Nothing I like better than a horse I have to feed a lot of food to.
You know, it's so funny, too, because some of these ads, you're like, I'm going to go get that horse. And then some of them, you're like, no, I'm not doing that one.
I'm good. No, I'm glad Betty has a home. Somebody's feeding her. Linda sent the next one in. And the ad is, it looks like a Facebook ad. Where are the folks that are looking for a hell of a deal on a sweet pony? I see folks paying $200, $300, $400 for skinny, rangy looking, mean ass, never had a trim, never had a Coggins pulled ponies whose only specialties are biting and kicking. Enough of that manure. Enough of these. If you don't buy him, somebody's going to eat him stories. Listen up. I've got a sweet, super friendly, kid loving, 7-year-old, 40-inch pony mare that's up to date on all cares, including a Coggins. She's used as a lead line pony, has potential to be a riding or driving pony, and catches you. She's never bit or kicked and loads right up into any trailer or up any porch or into any house. All this for only $450? I would say that's a steal. Let me address the haters right here. You might ask, well, if she's such a good pony, then why are you selling the poor thing? Well, because I'm on the D train heading to Divorceville and I don't have the space or the money. This pony might go into the house, but my new landlord might not be too keen on horse poop in the kitchen. So unless you're giving me some free money, I don't need the, but you should keep her comments. This pony is easy to catch. She stands for my two-year-old and older kids to brush her, sit on her, be led around on her bareback with a saddle, etc. Basically, a plush toy come to life. Every little girl's dream. Oh, heck, let's be honest, big girls too. If you're less than 10 years old and are reading this ad while playing with your mom's cell phone at Chili's, please tell your mom to reply. Don't do it yourself. I'll know. So wish I had written this ad. No checks, no credit cards, no Monopoly money, no husbands in trade unless they're handsome, rich, and good with kids. Thanks for reading. That is very well written.
This woman just recently is going through the divorce and it's a bitter time.
I just love the put. Basically, a plush toy come to life.
This is That's a bitter great. Time, and she doesn't get up for anybody else's crap. She has enough crap of her own. Linda sent this one in. 10-year-old standardbred crossed mare trail road everywhere, comma. She will do anything neck reins, very fast trot, great horse, comma. Friendly, comma. As, comma. Can, comma. Be, comma. Come when she's called, easy catch. I can stand on her, walk under her, in between her legs, completely traffic safe, ride her up the four lane. I am asking $500, located in Guysville, Ohio. Thank you. Why in the first sentences are 55 commas, in the second sentence there's none?
Not a one. I mean, it's like, they're like, hey, a comma goes here. Good. Put it somewhere else.
Yeah. Or they just ran out of commas in the second sentence. I don't know. But
Amanda sent in the next one, and this is horses and ponies for sale in Michigan for under $1,000. That's always.
Oh, this is a first.
God, there's a Facebook page for everything. Looking to trade a flock of sheep for a broke horse or tack.
Because every horse person out there wants a flock of sheep.
You know what? I got this really nice broke horse. Damn it, I'm getting rid of it and getting some sheep.
And then they go on the list of 55 sheep they have.
Two Corradale ewes. One is a year old. One is 2 years old. Three Cheviot Icelandic cross ewes, all 2 years old. White, one Corradale ram, 1 year old. Brown, one Corradale Chevio Icelandic ram, spring. How do you know what that is? It basically sounds like everything's been breeding everything else in your pasture.
And they're all like 1 or 2 years old. How long does sheep live? I have no idea. But there you go. If you don't like your horse.
I had well-bred chickens until I got a rooster, and then he bred with everything. And then those babies bred with everything. And all of a sudden, I got all these chickens that are no breeds. A Corradale Cheviot Icelandic ram spring.
Did you get the new chickens yet, by the way?
No, I don't have I got to have a coop. I'm going to get some ducks.
Wait till spring.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The local feed store sells baby ducks, and there is nothing cuter than a baby duck. I need baby ducks.
Did you have a pond?
I do.
Yeah.
But I also,
now it's frozen,
freaking cold, and I don't have any house for them.
You don't have
any baby I don't
duck
have
house?
A duck house.
No, you no. need a duck house.
I
Chad!
Do. I'm looking to trade a broke pony for a duck house.
For a duck house. probably in Oklahoma, you could somebody take you up on that.
Melanie sent the next one, and I've got the next one. ISO Mini will trade. ISO of a Mini as a companion for another pony. We'll have a knowledgeable, loving home. They read Kendra's book. Will not be ridden. If colt or stallion, will be gelded. Have an authentic... I have an authentic, brand new leather coach bag to trade. This is a beautiful bag for everyday or fancy parties or first dates. New tags, not attached, but included. And as you can see, I guess they had a picture of it. It cost $489. Well, that's the day two idiots met. One sold it and one paid $489 for it.
Good or Lord. It's a knockoff. She bought it on the street for about $29.
Do you know what? Like when I lived in Atlanta, I had this fancy radio job and I actually had a Coach bag, like a real one. And And I loved it. And it was the one time I ever spent any money on something non-horsey because I had to go make appearances and stuff and I needed to not look like a homeless person. So I bought this Coach bag and it was beautiful. And then I moved to Arizona where this like fighter pilot community because I'm married one and every single fighter pilot has spent a massive amount of time in Korea. And every single fighter pilot
fake
had fake coaches. Like, that's what they do. They go to Korea and they buy fake coaches. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, he went to Korea, didn't he? And I was like, bitch, no, this is real. They're like, okay, yeah. Mine too.
Horse girl has a real Coach bag. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're real. My husband, mine's real. Yeah.
How many fake Rolexes do you have, too?
Yeah, none. I don't even wear a watch. I can't. I'm too shamed with my real Coach purse. So I don't carry it anymore.
Teresa sent the next one in. It's our trailer of the week. God. It's a two-horse bumper pull, of course. Your usual round-fronted trailer we have every week. $650. I am selling this trailer that I purchased as a project only to realize I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Needs three boards replaced in the floor. Needs more than that, I'm going to tell you. Needs lights rewired. Tires are okay. Other than that, it's just ugly. $650. Well, it is really ugly. It looks like it maybe have been I don't know what color. It's just rust now, pretty much. From head to toe, it's rust. However, I will give it this. You can see the tires, and they are full of air.
It was red, and then somebody was like, let's sand that off and paint it white. And then somebody else was like, let's sand that off and paint it black. And then somebody else was like, let's sand that off and paint it yellow. Let's just leave it out and let it rust.
It's pretty much rust colored now.
That's the color.
I got news for you. It's going to need more than a couple boards and wiring. It's going to need a lot more than that. Maybe some
tires
paint.
Okay.
And maybe to fill in the holes where the rust has eaten everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, at least they were honest.
Tammy sent this one in. She says it's from Facebook. Have a nice 8-year-old papered broodmare for sale. Only reason she's a broodmare is she has one eye and is unstarted. Looking to trade for nice papered 3 or 4-year-olds that I can maybe someday train to ride.
Trade her blind broodmare for one that's perfect.
Basically, her blind feral mare.
Yes, for a perfect 3 or 4-year-old with two eyes. Yeah.
Or old. Like
now, does this make you want to go get this one?
No.
Okay.
I'm horsed out now.
Well, Double Oat, who I happen to know is Megan, who co-hosts here sometimes.
Oh, okay. Now we know.
Yep. Free Morgan Gelding horse in Washington State. This is Boomer. He is a very beautiful, moody, and naughty gelding. Boomer needs a trainer and someone who is 100% dedicated. If you can catch him, you can have him.
Challenge accepted. I'm on my way.
Let me rephrase that second sentence. Boomer needs a trainer and someone who is 100% dedicated with full medical coverage.
True. Jody sent this one in wanting to trade. I have a quarter Tennessee Walker mare. She's about 16 hands or taller. I don't know. She has been the same since my ex was watching her. She's very smart, just needs refreshments. She's awesome, spelled wrong. On trails, she's good with kids. But I have little problems, but I'm sure it can be fixed. Hopefully get a good doctor or something. I'm looking for a quarter horse around 7 to 10 years broke to ride started on barrels would be a plus. Must be kid safe. No Mars, no Prague X. pants.
Wow. That's a bad ad.
Can I just take a second to say, if you have a gated horse, do not cross it with anything except for a gated horse of the same breed. Why would you do that? I rode a quarter horse Tennessee Walker cross one time. That was the most dang confused ass horse I've ever ridden and uncomfortable. And then they didn't want it anymore. You know, you're not doing anybody any favors. And how do you know if she's not 16? She's 16 hands or taller. I don't know. Oh, there's so many things wrong. Sorry. Let me cleanse. Pony for sale, $20. And this is in Fresno. And Lilla sent this one in. Pony, period. For, period. Sale, period. Some, period. Times, period. He, period, barks, period. Because, what? Period. He's, period, bilingual, period. 20, period, or period. Trade, period. What, period. You, period. Got, no, period. Let me take out the periods and just read. Pony for sale for $20. Sometimes he barks because he's bilingual. What you got to trade?
The pony barks? I'm lost.
The lady up above will trade a quarter Tennessee Walker mare.
Yeah.
This is the day of
trading. If you have a coach bag, you can get something too today.
True. Yeah. True. Yeah. No, she wants a pony. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So give him a coach bag, or you can trade a flock of sheep.
This is everything the cheapest is pony we've ever seen today. For sale, $20, though. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but the Morgan was free if you could catch it.
Oh, that's true. Oh, here's something a little different to end with today. Joy sent this one in. French doors. Price reduced, $250. Outside French doors, 72 inches by 80 inches. These have never been installed like brand new. $825 new. Doors open on the left side. Comes with screen. $250 a best offer. They are located at my ex's house. Her name is Deborah. I lowered the price because I most likely won't see any of the money anyway. Thank you for using Craigslist.
Thank you for using Craigslist.
Do you think Deborah knows he's selling the doors or not?
I was hoping they were installed.
That's what I was hoping too. There'd be a big hole in the house. So basically, he said, "Screw it! I'm not giving her $825. I'm just going to ask for $250."
Do you think that's the same person that's got the good pony that's on the D train headed to Divorceville?
Divorce does seem to be the theme today.
Divorce and trade.
All right.
Well, thanks everybody for sending these in.
That's a lot of fun.
I was wondering, I'm like, French doors? What? Now I get it. Well done, Joy.
Well, we will not have really bad ads next week because it is the Friday after Thanksgiving and we are off because we are getting ready for Radiothon that Monday. So it'll be 2 weeks again until we have really bad ads. We'll give away the prizes then. That gives you 2 weeks to find more ads and send them in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com or just hit the record button on our website or anywhere you go and record them yourself and you'll get double the entries. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. We'll all see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend in cold Oklahoma.
I don't know what you're talking about. It only got down to 35 last night.
Well, we can't complain. Did you see what happened in Northeast? They had like 20 inches. Oh. No, it's terrible up there.
Chad flew into Philly, his flight, and had to fly out of Philly last night. And it was like delayed for hours. Hours. Ugh.
Can I also thank Jennifer, who has worked very hard in putting our guests together for Radiothon, has done a fabulous job. We wouldn't have had Peggy today as our first guest we recorded today. We wouldn't have had that without Jennifer. So thank you for working so hard on the Radiothon.
Great job,
guests.
Jennifer.
She's Woo-hoo! Been working on that for literally months. So we appreciate that.
Hey, neutered, yelled, everybody. Have a good one.